I've never been myself, but I've watched this film that we're going to be presenting on next Wednesday, and just after watching it, it's really made me open my eyes up and want to go out there and want to see it. It's just the event we're going to be putting on is just really special. It's going to highlight in depth one of America's most sacred tombs, one of America's most sacred shrines. And a couple months ago, this was brought to us and presented to us to bring this program to Shelbyville, and I couldn't pass it up. I wanted to shed some light on the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers, just because since a kid, I've heard many, many things about the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers, and you never know what's true, what's false. There's many misconceptions, many urban legends about what the guards are allowed to do, what they're not allowed to do, and this event will be important because we're going to bring the guard in that actually stood on that mat and walked that mat, and he's going to be able to answer questions directly after the movie and help us to understand, you know, more in depth about what it takes to be a guard, what it takes to be a true sentinel, and just what goes into the preparation and the dedication.
This is one of those conversations where I'm not sure how much to say. I don't want to give away too much because I want to leave a lot for the program, which happens next Wednesday at Crossroads Community Church at 6 p.m. So let's go as deep as you think we should go. Let's start first with the film itself. What will the film be like, and what did you see that you'd like to pass along?
Well, I just watched the film again last night before I came in here, and the film just shows the rich traditions, the history behind why we guard that tomb, why our American soldiers guard that tomb, and why it's so important for us. It's the thought behind it. It's actually the principles behind keeping our land sacred. That tomb goes guarded 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And one of the urban legends I have heard was that the president had called in during 9/11 attacks to call off the guards and allow them to take an absence at that time. And I had the opportunity of speaking with our sentinel that we're bringing in, Sentinel Alan Humbird. And he told me, he said, you know, I don't know if that is true or false because I was not there to get that phone call. He said, but I don't see it happening. And I agreed with him because our nation was under attack that day. And I think that would be the most important time to guard that tomb with the principles set behind us.
The film will give you a feel for things, but the gentleman you mentioned, Alan Humbird, coming in, he was there.
Yeah,
he's been there. He served time there, and he served maybe even just over the average time that a guard will work that post.
Yep. He served from April of 77 until June of 78, and so that puts him right at the 15-month mark. And he told me that's just over the average. He said about average is about a year's term to be there on the tomb. And one thing that stuck with me from our conversation that I had with Mr. Humbird, he said, I would give anything to walk that mat one more time. And that just shows the dedication and what is actually in the hearts of those gentlemen that guard that tomb. It seems like a very tedious thing to walk 21 steps back and forth and back and forth. In the film, it shows what those gentlemen think about while they're walking that, what they're honoring by walking that mat. And it just shows the big picture of what our whole country stands for. It's just a unity thing. They're there to take care of our own fallen soldiers. That's another reason why we brought this program in. With the time frame being right around Memorial Day, I thought it was very special. We couldn't pass that up to have this program happening around Memorial Day because so many people have gone before us. So many people have fought for our freedom, and there's a bunch of people out there that have gone before us fighting for our freedom, and that is exactly what that tomb symbolizes.
And of course, with especially a movie, you needed a location that would be suitable for doing that, and you've got a good neighbor out there in Crossroads.
Exactly right. Pastor Andy Lee, we presented this to him, and he opened the doors up, and he said, absolutely, come on in. You know, we've got the space and the area available for this, and you know, it's just very nice to be a part of an event that draws our community closer to each other.
We were talking about how difficult it would be to stand a post, especially in that regard. The people who maybe get a chance to shake hands with and talk directly with Alan Humburg, maybe after or during the presentation coming up next Wednesday night, that may be as many or more thank yous than literally he received in the 15 months he was on the post.
You're exactly right. They say that they go through the whole process of the training, the whole process of their tour, without ever hearing, good job, congratulations, you did an outstanding job. Nothing like that is ever spoken down there. All it is you need to work on this, you need to do this, this, and this. This could be improved. Their main thing is their expectation of perfection. There is no room for flaws. Your uniform has to be to a T. You got to be dressed to the nines. Your shoes got to be shined. The rifle has to be flawless. The whole works, and you're going to be inspected before you place your feet on that mat.
When I went there, and again, I hadn't been since I was a kid, so I remembered being there, but I certainly didn't remember any details of what was going on around me. Now, there are people there who guide the public in when they're doing the tours, and so there is someone there to kind of buffer between the public and the soldiers who are walking that mat, but can you imagine having to be that stoic, that emotionless, I guess, for lack of a better word, that all the crazy people who decide to stop by, and thankfully most of them are reverent, but I know there's some that aren't.
Exactly.
That you have to not react to. I can't imagine not reacting ever.
And that just goes back to, again, what's in their heart. They do this with 100% commitment and dedication. And it's in their heart so much that it upsets them when they're walking that mat and there's people out there that are being disrespectful, that are not honoring the tomb and talking or making a scene or doing anything out of line. They'll step off the mat and ask them to be silent and stand, and then get back on the mat and go back towards the 21 counts. And that's how important that is to them. It's in their heart, and that's exactly what Sentinel Alan Humburg told me. You know, he said, like I told you, he said, if I could walk that mat, I'd do anything to walk that mat one more time. And that just, you know, I think anybody involved in the tomb guard would say the same thing later on down the road as well.
Is this a program or a film that is making its way around nationally? I don't know how long the film itself maybe has been in existence.
I don't know exactly how long old the film is. It's fairly new.
Okay.
They had a short piece of the film that showed all the presidents actually placing the wreath. And so the last president that was placing the wreath was Barack Obama.
Okay.
And so it's not up to date with Donald Trump, but it did, you know, in the last few years, I would say.
Well, tell me when, where, what do people need to know to come on out?
Well, we're looking at having the movie night on Wednesday, May the 22nd at 6 p.m. at Crossroads Community Church, and that is located at 475 East Progress Parkway, right off of South 9. Mm-hmm. And everybody in the community is invited. I have actually reached out to the local Honor Guard and have them being a part of this with us. I've got the Indiana Patriot Guard riders coming in, and they're going to stand guard with us and help us to be to maintain order in the crowd and help keep flow of the crowd. I've also invited the Shelbyville Police Department, Fire Department, Shelby County Sheriff's Department, and all first responders. I think our first responders are very near and dear to our hearts. They go through some strenuous training. They go through some deals in bad inclement weather and stuff, just as the soldiers at the tomb do. And you know, I think we got to put our utmost respect towards our first responders as well as all of our soldiers.